If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, February 27th. By a slim margin, Port Canaveral has taken the top spot for cruise capital of the world. In 2022, the Central Florida port received just over 4 million guests, while Miami saw just over 3.9 million. Cape Canaveral actually edged out Miami by a mere 49,852 cruisers. Currently, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, Disney Cruise Line, and MSC sail from Central Florida, as well as Port Canaveral being a day stop for multiple U.S. and international cruise lines. And everything is bigger in Texas. A port tax will soon fall on more guests sailing out of Galveston, Texas. In a way to look for more revenue streams, the city of Galveston is proposing to write in a 50-cent tax per person. The 50-cent tax is already in effect for Royal Caribbean cruisers to help offset Royal Caribbean's $125 million terminal it just opened. It'll soon be passed on to Carnival and Disney Cruise Line guests. Another tariff on the table, though it hasn't been passed yet, is a $1 per day tax for guest parking at city or privately owned parking lots at the port. 1 million cruisers sail from Texas annually. And Norwegian Cruise Line is trimming its port times for Norwegian Sky and a couple of other ships, all in the name of global sustainability. The cruise line said, quote, and this is a good one, "We are continually seeking opportunities to reduce our overall carbon footprint and recently committed to pursuing net zero greenhouse gas emissions across our operations and value chain by 2050. To support this mission, we have optimized our arrival and departure times." So this is what they're going to do. The ship is actually going to shorten its time in port so it can go slower between the different ports of call, in turn reducing emissions. For example, St. Martin sailings on the Sky will go from 12 hours to 9 hours. And when the ship docks in San Juan, it'll also reduce its port time by 2 hours as well. Norwegian Sky was the first ship to announce this change. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 2.8%, 10.59%. Royal Caribbean down 2.1%, 70.17%. And Norwegian down 2%, 16.40%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Monday.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.